Practically none. In fact, the whole story completely passed me by until you mentioned it. So that's how important it was. And, you know, journalism is what I write about. It was picked up by the papers. Boris Johnson said he couldn't really, you know, he would support the BBC's right to attack Tory politicians because that was what they did. And the whole thing passed away peacefully in 24 hours.
Okay, fair enough. He has accused the BBC in the past of various things, being statist, corporatist, defeatist, anti-business, Europhile, and overwhelmingly biased to the left. Strong words.
I interrupted.
I was just going to ask if there was any evidence to his claims and what's the story behind that.
I think that the story with the BBC is that, just like most public broadcasting organisations, certainly in Europe, they are set up to hold power to account. And the power means the current government. So the BBC is accused of being anti-conservative when the conservatives are in power, and anti-Labour when the Labour Party is in power. And in a sense, that's as it should be, because their job is to make sure that the people who run the country are doing their job properly. So there's actually a balance between the two. And the time when the BBC has come under the most strenuous attack was, in fact, when Tony Blair was Prime Minister, there was an attack on the BBC over its reporting of the run-up to the Iraq War. And that particular event ended in a lot of resignations. I mean, the person who was responsible for the report was resigned, so did the editor of the programme, so did the director general of the BBC, and the chairman of the trust. So that was a far more serious event, and it had far more impact on the BBC than any kind of little storm in a teacup with Boris Johnson could possibly have had. So the question of whether it's biased against one government or another is frankly immaterial. I mean, the BBC is there to interrogate governments. That's what it should do.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what lasting effects that that period had on BBC and media, their reporting in the lead-up to the Iraq War, as you mentioned?
Well, interestingly enough, most of the research that's been done on the reporting of the Iraq War comes down very firmly on the side of the BBC, pointing out that the BBC was far less a cheerleader for the war than commercial newspapers, and certainly far more less a cheerleader for the war than the American press. So the BBC comes out very well in terms of its independence. And it seems to me that what you want of a public broadcaster is that it should be independent. The minute a public broadcaster becomes a cheerleader for government action, you are really in trouble, because you do not want your public broadcasting to be an arm of government. That would spell the end of it.
Let's just go back to something that is a bit relevant to Australia right now, a famous dash between the government and the Day and the BBC when Britain was at war with Argentina over the Falklands. Margaret Thatcher took issue with the fact that the BBC used neutral expressions such as British and Argentinian forces rather than our forces and enemy forces, and said at one stage, only the BBC could ask a British Prime Minister why she took action to protect our ships against an enemy ship that was a danger to our boys. This notion of duty to country, it's something that the Abbott government here in Australia has played upon a little bit in the latest asylum seeker controversy. The government suggested that the ABC was unpatriotic and not on Australia's side in its coverage, and they were too quick to take the part of the asylum seekers. In your opinion, where does the media draw the line, or is there a line that should be drawn ever when it comes to sensitive national issues and war?
It seems to me that the most important job the media can do, and I stress here that certainly and particularly public media that are paid for by the people of the country, the most important job public media can do is to keep a really bright spotlight on the government and what the government does, and to make sure that what it does in the name of the people and that people understand it. So the job of broadcasters is to interrogate government, not to cheerlead for government. And although Margaret Thatcher had a lot to say about the Falklands coverage, it didn't actually make any difference. I mean, she did go further in that she was very keen to replace the people at the top of the BBC at the time, and there were changes in personnel at the top of the BBC. But one of the interesting things about it is that in the end, whoever takes the job of being in responsible for the BBC tends to understand that the most important job is the job of investigating and interrogating. And every journalist occasionally gets it wrong. And I think one of the things that we have to understand about journalism, that people have to understand about journalism, is that journalism is a process, not a product, and that you are looking for things, you are evaluating things, and you sometimes make mistakes. And that's why it's as important for journalists to say, you know, put their hands up if they got it wrong. And I think that, generally speaking, if you look at your own media, you will find that the public services are held to a far higher standard than the commercial services in terms of their integrity, the job they do in interrogating power, in finding stuff out. And it's certainly true in this country that people trust the BBC more than they trust any other form of journalism, because the BBC is transparent. When it gets it wrong, it says, yep, we got that wrong, we're sorry, we're going to try harder. I think it's really important that journalists are both prepared to be brave and take decisions to do things that might turn out to be wrong, and to say, actually, that was wrong, we apologise for that, and now we move on to the next thing.
So the intermittent attacks about bias, lack of objectivity, etc., you don't think they've had any lasting impact on the way the BBC is run and the way it reports and its integrity overall?
I think the BBC goes from crisis to crisis, as most big public organisations do, and there are changes in the way in which it runs itself, changes in the way in which it organises itself. For a period after the Hutt inquiry around Iraq reporting, I think the BBC became too careful, and then I think it relaxed and perhaps became a little bit careless. And certainly over the last couple of years, there has been a couple of instances where the BBC has not been perhaps as careful as one might wish it to be. But I think that's the kind of fluctuations you should expect. And I think overall, what is really important, certainly for the people of the UK and for people in Australia, I would have thought, is to keep in mind the fact that there is quite a lot of research now that shows that public broadcasters and all publicly subsidised media in Europe have been found quite clearly to be more independent than the commercial services. And if you want to have media that you trust, if you want news that you trust, you need independence. So I think people may criticise public service broadcasters, and they're right to do so, because the public service broadcasters belong to them. So they should criticise them, but they should always back them to the hilt against the government, because they need independent services. They do not need cheerleaders for whichever government happens to be in power.
Okay, excellent. Hopefully there are some valuable lessons for ABC there. I will let you go, but thank you so much for joining us this morning, Angela Phillips.
Thank you.